All right, guys, we're in lesson 18 today. We're going to talk about the reality of faith today. And why don't we start with a basic question? Somebody tell me what faith is. Okay, trusting in things that you can't see physically, okay? All right, anybody else? And don't tell me what the Bible says, because it tells you right there in the passage, faith is, okay? So, I'm smart, George. Okay, now, what is faith? Okay, believing in something you don't have proof of. All right, so Bruce used trusting. John said believing. Anybody else? Go ahead. Hoping. Okay. All right. Marianne said hoping. Okay. Do you ever hear people tell you, maybe you've told somebody this, have faith. Have faith, brother. You're facing a difficult, have faith. Right? You ever say that? What do we mean by that? I don't know, George. It's just a Christian cliche. I just kind of say it. I don't know what it means. No, hopefully that's not true. But faith. So that's what we're going to talk today about. And sometimes I think you're actually going to be blown away by what faith actually means, because would everybody agree that we are called to faith? And it's supposed to permeate our life. What do you mean by permeate our life, George? Well, our faith is supposed to guide us. You mean a set of doctrines supposed to guide? No, that's not what I'm talking about. There's something more here. So we're going to talk about it today, and you're going to see it in how these folks are. So I want you to notice with me. We're going to look, first of all, at verses 1 to 3 of Hebrews chapter 11. Here's what he writes. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Okay, so let's take a look here. He's going to point out a couple of things here. So the nature of faith, all right? The nature of faith. Okay, faith is being sure and certain about unseen hopes and realities. That's what it is. Faith is being sure about unseen hopes and realities. So, Marianne, you used the word hope, okay? So that's good, because it's putting your trust in, that's the word that Bruce used, or believing, it's putting your trust in the Lord that what he said is going to take place. What do you mean, what he said? Because I'm facing a situation. He hasn't said anything about my situation. No, but he's told you different things that will help guide you through your situation so that you can have faith in him, like he'll never leave you nor forsake you, right? That he'll provide for your needs, that if you ask for wisdom, he'll give it to you. I'm saying that faith isn't in even just the words. The faith is in the one who gave you the words. Faith is in him. That what he said is going to be true. And we're going to see some examples of that faith today. And we're going to kind of go through them and kind of learn what it is that drove them. Okay? What it is. I'm going to tell you right now, faith is more than just belief. Okay? Faith is more than just belief. Faith has a level of trust and a hope in it, and a conviction that God's going to do what he's going to do. Okay? So, all right. So now, this is the testimony of the Old Testament saints concerning their faith and what would come. Now, the interesting thing, I think it's amazing why he starts off this way. Would everybody agree that the Old Testament saints Did they have any clue about Jesus coming or who Jesus was or even that Jesus would go to the cross and die for them and Jesus would give them eternal life? Did any of them have that any understanding of that? No, not at all. Now, what did they have faith in? Well, they had faith in the promises that God gave them, and he gave them a lot of promises. You just read through the Old Testament, you can see that. But they had faith in what was to come. They didn't even know what the what was to come is. But they had faith. And it wasn't so much even in the what was to come, it was in the one who was going to bring the what was to come. They had faith in God. Okay? The Old Testament says, without seeing anything, without knowing anything. Okay? So the testimony of the Old Testament saints concerned their faith in what was to come. Now, faith allows believers to understand the creation of the world by God's word. Now, Hebrews makes this point. I think Peter makes this point also. When people, now, you ever talk to somebody they don't believe Jesus is coming back? You ever talk to somebody like that? I have. Usually I find out at the same time they don't believe that God created anything either. And Peter will connect the two. He will connect the belief in the fact that Jesus is coming back with the reality of do they believe that God created everything out of nothing. Hebrews is saying here, faith is believing that God created everything. Now, I'm going to give you a hint, okay? Here's the reality. We used to think, so for instance, years ago when we were homeschooling our kids, we went to some Answers in Genesis things. We've even showed Answers in Genesis videos here about the proofs about God's creation and so forth and so forth. And they're good videos, okay? Not taking anything away from them. But the reality is you can prove, you can show all kinds of proof to people that God created. But have you ever found that people still don't believe, even if you show them all kinds of proof? You ever found that? Yeah. What's the issue then? Is it a lack of knowledge? Yes. Okay, so faith is given to us by God, but you're saying unbelief, Bruce. Is there something deeper, though, than just simply unbelief? They don't want to follow God, so therefore it might be a heart issue. Would you agree with that? Okay, because have you ever talked to somebody and you told them everything? They maybe even can quote you Bible, but they still don't believe. All right? The issue is their heart needed to change, and who changes hearts? Yeah, God changes hearts. So he's starting off here with the very definition of faith, saying it's as basic as believing God created everything out of nothing. Okay? God created everything out of nothing. So, but we live in a world where people don't believe that. So I listen to the radio, I listen to the BBC in the morning,